Chapter 3. Palm Springs, Wednesday morning. Eric North sat in a lounge chair in his walled backyard. Sun brought out every bit of blonde in his thick, golden brown hair. Barefoot, naked to the waist of his worn hiking shorts, he waited for his morning visitor and thought about the manuscript page he was translating. Not since Eve has a woman been so deceitful. I was trapped in the cloth woven by her own hand. Spellbound cloth, unclean, wrapped in her plans like an insect in a web. And I thought all the while that she loved me. She did not. She loved only her own clan, needed nothing of me but my seed. Cursed sorceress. I dream of her still. I yearn. I need. I see her bright hair in every hearth fire. I see her eyes in every violet. I smell her scent in every summer garden. God spare me from the torment of the devil. The modern Eric almost smiled, but didn't disturb his stillness. No doubt about it, Eric the Learned had been one unhappy camper when he wrote those lines. The elegance of the script couldn't disguise the savagery of his emotion. At a distance, it was hard to tell whether hate, love, or some unholy combination of the two drove the learned scribe. One thing Eric North knew for certain. Internal evidence in the design of the illuminated capital letters indicated that the page belonged toward the front of the Book of the Learned. The design, like the gather marks along the margin, became increasingly complex through the years of the book's creation. Despite the comfortable surroundings and sun-warmed January day, Eric didn't slouch carelessly beside the swimming pool. Instead, there was an uncanny stillness to his body, the stillness of a predator. Beneath a tawny thatch of hair, his chest barely moved with each slow breath he took. Most people shift position, or fiddle with a button, or pick at their clothes, or scratch their nose, or drum their fingers.